Well, folks, there's some interesting footage out there of Alex Jones from 2019 saying some fairly interesting things about Donald Trump. Now, most of us go through our lives saying what we mean and meaning what we say. That's the way I try to live my life. But here's a man that doesn't do any of that. He's like Donald Trump. Alex Jones is motivated by money. And what they say is dictated by that unquenchable thirst that they have for money and power. And what they've done is they've really built a house of cards here out of everything that they've said. And it sort of throws a lot of that into question. The bigger concern for me is, can you really believe anything that these people say? And I mean Donald Trump and Alex Jones. Have a listen to this clip here, folks.
Rolling.
We're rolling.
Part of me, the selfish part, wishes I'd never met Donald Trump, wishes that I'd never met Roger Stone.
That makes two of us.
Because unlike previous things I'd done that were game-changing, those were just time-space continuum reflections of the third big change I was going to be involved in. And that was bringing Donald John Trump into Austin. Mm. So I'm going to say that again. I said Austin into office. Because this is, you guys are asking really good questions. This is going to be a really good thing, but I'm going to say it again in a minute. Let's drink some of this Armani. I'll try to say it. Because it's the truth, and I'm just going to say it, that I wish I never would have fucking met Trump. I wish it never would have happened. And it's not that the attacks that I've been through. It's, I'm so sick of fucking Donald Trump, man. God, I'm fucking sick of him. And I'm not doing this because it's like I'm kissing his fucking ass, you know? It's just like I'm sick of it. I'll do it in a minute.
Wow. That's some pretty powerful stuff there, folks. I don't know, why did it take a year? You know, this came out in January of 2019. Why did it take a year plus change, you know, for this to come out? And this is evidently coming to us from filmmaker Carolyn C-A-O-L-A-N Robertson, who shot a documentary with Jones. Evidently, this was done in Austin, Texas. So why it took so long, I'm not sure. But I'll never forget what Alex Jones said about Sandy Hook in the kids, the young kids that died there. I mean, that's etched in my memory forever. I'll never forget what he said and how he called that a hoax, folks. I mean, that was absolutely unbelievable. But that's what they want to do, obviously. That was the trigger. You know, he wants to get the attention and all of this. And that's what he did with that statement. But according to what he just said there, I mean, how can I not agree with that? I mean, I do agree with what he just said there. The real story here is that they're both showmen, Alex Jones and Donald Trump. These men, money is the goal. Money is the goal here, and there's not much else that matters to them. What they say and what they stand for, it's all a house of cards. It really is. And what he just said brings all of that into perspective. What they say and what they stand for, it's a house of cards. It's a bubble of self-confidence that is just dying to be popped. And as we know, Alex Jones gave a speech on January 6th, the day of the Capitol riots. In fact, he listened to Donald Trump give his speech, and then the Secret Service drove him, Alex Jones, to where he gave his speech. And he pursued, Alex Jones did, the narrative of election fraud all the way for Donald Trump in that speech that he gave. And then he said this back in January of 2019. It's all about money and power and nothing else. They both, Donald Trump and Alex Jones, know election fraud is bogus, but it's the power and the money, folks, that drives them, the power and the money. And Donald Trump knew that he could gain that power and the money if he was reelected. And not only that, but he could also outrun the statute of limitations on the pending litigation against him. Alex Jones knows exactly what Trump is. And just forget what he says on InfoWars, that show that he's got. Just forget all of this. What he says. The real war for Alex Jones that's being waged is the internal war in his soul over what he knows is good versus what he knows is evil. That's the real war. That's the real war that Alex Jones is fighting.